KBOO Portland.
Thanks for tuning in to the Portland Resistance Calendar. My name is VJ. Here are some activist events happening over the next week, starting today, Friday, July 14th. For more information, visit kboo.fm/resist. First, a few ongoing opportunities. Yellow Terror, the collections and paintings of Roger Shimomura, runs through Sunday at the Oregon Nikkei Legacy Center, 121 Northwest 2nd. The collections include artwork, memorabilia, and objects depicting racial stereotypes of Asians and Asian Americans. Through Tuesday, the Clinton Street Theater is having an Indiegogo for some needful things. We appreciate their plucky dedication to both high and low art and their frequent screenings of political films. And yes, we do know one of the owners, but I still think the place is worthy of a little financial love. So today is Friday, July 14th. Happy Bastille Day, or in France, La Fête Nationale, or La 14 Juillet. I've said that wrong. I know that. That's fine. It's named for the storming of the Bastille, which was a prison in Paris. Its fall was the flashpoint of the French Revolution. Yay! Vive la France! So the Beaverville Workers' Union is doing their monthly picket. They'll be starting up about 5:30. Meet up at the Southeast Powell Boulevard Max Station Park and Ride, 3618 Southeast 92nd. White artists don't have to make work about racial identity. The title really says it all, don't you think? 6 to 8 p.m., PSU Smith Center, 1825 Southwest Broadway. The NAACP is having a panel discussion called Freedom Summer. It's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Warner Pacific College at the Kardatsky Hall, I think it is, 2219 Southeast 68th. And the Portland Democratic Socialists of America are having a happy hour. They are a very busy group. Catch up with them from 8 to 10 p.m. at the original Lucky Labrador Brew Pub, 915 Southeast Hawthorne. Saturday, June 15th, NAACP continues with Freedom Summer, this time the workshops. Learn some new skills. That's 9 to 1 p.m. at the Warner Pacific College Kardatsky Hall, 2219 Southeast 68th. Don't Shoot Portland and the Hughes Memorial United Methodist Church are doing their monthly community service and feed-in. That's 10 a.m. at the church, which is at 11 Northeast Failing. They'll host a community meal and collect clothing and hospitality kits. Defeat Trump Care. Fight for Medicare for All. That's a rally in March. It's taking place from noon to 3 p.m. at Chemansky Park, 1010 Southwest Park. Join Socialist Alternative, Socialist Students, the Unprecedented Brass Band, and others for a rally in March as part of the Occupy Trump Care National Day of Action to demand a Medicare for All single-payer system. Go team! On Sunday, July 16th, I love the idea of a big gay pancake brunch, and luckily for me, there is one. It's happening from noon until 2 p.m. at the Funhouse Lounge, 2432 Southeast 11th. The Multnomah County Democrats will be discussing the book On Tyranny for the next couple of months. These meetings take place once a month, and the first one takes place from noon until 2 p.m. at the Multnomah County Democrats office, 3551 Northeast Sandy. Remember how I said the Democratic Socialists were really busy? Well, the Feminist Branch are meeting 1:30 to 3 o'clock at the Social Justice Action Center, 400 Southeast 12th. And believe me, they really are busy. There's much more that I'm not covering in this podcast that is in the events list. There are two resistance series, and sadly, they are both on Monday night. Resistance Film Lecture Series shows Persepolis, starting at 7 p.m. at Citizen, 3636 North Mississippi. Meanwhile, at the Clinton Street Theater, the Resistance is screening Stop Making Sense, and that's a benefit for the Fourth Dimension Recovery Center, which is a fun and safe place for kids in recovery.
And by kids, I mean young adults.
That also starts at 7 p.m., Clinton Street Theater, Southeast 26th, and Clinton. On Tuesday, July 18th, are you getting serious about getting the skills to run a successful candidate campaign? Maybe Campaign Lit, Design and Message can help. It happens at 6 to 8 p.m. at the Oregon AFL-CIO, 3645 Southeast 32nd. Please RSVP in advance. Then we have a couple of big days coming up, starting with Wednesday, July 19th. There's a Get Connected housing-themed picnic for disabled folks and their allies, which runs from 3 until 4:30 at Mount Scott Park, Southeast 72nd and Herald. There's a rally for wages and fairness for public employees that runs from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Chapman Square at 350 Southwest Main downtown. And Critical Resistance is doing their Prisoner Correspondence Night. That starts at 5 p.m. Bring stamps, pens, paper, and envelopes if you can. It happens at, in other words, Feminist Community Center, 14 Northeast Killingsworth. And finally, The Conversation Project is a discussion on homelessness in the land of the plenty. I know I'm preaching to the converted here, but in the U.S., families with children are the fastest growing segment of the homeless population. So what can we do to make a difference? This discussion is going there. It starts at 6:30. It's at the West Slope Community Library, 3678 Southwest 78th. On Thursday, July 20th. So, ice cream for Planned Parenthood. What's not to love? Check it out. 5 to 8 p.m. at What's the Scoop, 3540 North Williams. Unite Oregon is doing several fundraisers at local restaurants in the Killingsworth corridor. The first is Thursday night at Catalina's Mexican Restaurant. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. Catalina's is at 517 Northeast Killingsworth. On Friday, July 21st, it's night two of the Unite Oregon fundraiser, and it's happening this time at the Mandy House all day long. Mandy House is located at 819 North Killingsworth. On Saturday, July 22nd, we've got a couple things going on. The Southwest Washington League of United Latin American Citizens Council is having a healthy living event. It's from noon to 4 p.m. at the Clark Public Utilities in Vancouver. Have you thought about becoming a card-carrying NAACP member? Well, wait no more. The NAACP General Membership Meeting is on Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. at the Concordia University, 2811 Northeast Holman. Portland World Refugee Day. Come to Delta Park to celebrate Portland's refugees with all the sorts of things you expect from festivals. Food, education, entertainment, etc. It runs from noon to 4. And the Latinx Pride Festival is happening, and it's going to be a party for everyone in the quilt bag and our allies. It's 4 to midnight. It's at District East, 2305 Southeast 9th. That's this week, ending in Friday, July 21st, but really Saturday, July 22nd. There's so much more on the blog cast page. Tune in next Friday for another week of activism in and around Portland. For more information, that address again is kboo.fm/resist. This week's podcast episode is at kboo.fm/resist/July14. This has been VJ. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good week.
You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland. And now, the world. Streaming online at kboo.fm. Hello, world. This is Cable.